This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Heather had it in her news, and we brought it up early in the show, that we have kick times.
Yep.
Michigan State, you know how you're starting the season, you know when you're playing the games, all this stuff. And it normally elicits excitement. Buzz. You kind of mentally put yourself in the stadium, and you're excited for college football. Hand up. I don't feel that level of excitement, and I feel more and more nauseated with the direction of college football. And I feel guilty about it because I loved college football, still love college football. I'm in a weird spot with the sport, and I would imagine many of you guys can relate to this as well. But when the headlines are, hey, congrats, you're going to start at night, or you know, Michigan State, you're going to get your Friday night game, the backdrop is also, hey, 16-team playoff is coming.
So when we have those conversations, conference expansion, college football playoffs expansion, who gets auto bids, not auto bids,
yeah, is it going to
be all of that stuff? Yeah, that's exhausting. When I saw that, I got the email that showed, you know, the Michigan start times yesterday.
Yeah,
I was excited because it's kind of that signal of, hey, it's not here yet, but it's getting closer. Mm-hmm. Start making plans. I don't appreciate the New Mexico game starting off at 7:30. It's just not one that I want to wait around all day for. I do get the excitement of the second game for Michigan at Oklahoma being at 7:30. That's a primetime game. It's a big time matchup. There's a lot that's going to be going into in and around that game. Plus, hey, we get a chance to go to Norman, Oklahoma. Never been there, always wanted to go. And then you look at, you know, okay, the other big matchups that they've announced at Nebraska, Wisconsin, Ohio State. We don't count, not much suspense in the Ohio State game. You know, it's going to be at noon on, you know, that Saturday, November 29th. But when we're starting to talk about the actual games, I get excited. When we're talking about the business of college football, that's where you start to lose me and my interest. And it's so kind of in between just feeling sick or wanting to vomit.
But the lines are blurring, or one is blending into the other, because, yeah, I know Doug's point all along is just get me to Saturday.
Yeah.
And Saturday's magical. You have your traditions. You got the band. You got the architecture, the colors, all of it. You have the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tailgates, college football. Get me to Saturday. The problem is, though, Saturdays are getting watered down. And there's a delicate dance. When you expand the playoff, you are trading some of the regular season meaning to get a better postseason. And that's why, hey, 4 didn't seem like enough. I kind of liked 8. We skipped all the way to 12, and now we're looking at 16. The issue with 16 teams, John, and that's why I feel like we're going out of control now, those Saturdays mean less.
Well,
those Saturdays do, because now Alabama last year shouldn't have made the playoff. They lost to Vandy and Oklahoma, and it was still a effing debate to keep them out, and now they're just going to be in. You can lose 4 games and be in.
I don't think that in the moment, those college football games, I don't think it lessens the game. I think it lessens the conversation when you start talking on Monday about the meaning of that game.
So, I think it impacts the meaning on Friday going into the game.
Sure. Okay.
Knowing the stakes aren't there, and then that clearly is part of my mood then on Saturday.
Okay. Well, it can be part of your mood. It's not part of mine.
Okay.
So on Fridays and Sundays and Mondays, when we're talking about the impact or what the game means, or what the results mean, yeah, that starts to get nauseating, because if you're looking at a team with 3 or 4 losses being a college football playoff team, they don't deserve it. But you've got to put somebody in the college football playoffs. But in regards to the matchup, if it's a noon kick from noon to 3:30, that doesn't play a factor for me.
You lose to Iowa, who cares? You lose to Nebraska, who cares? You lose to Oregon, who cares? Like that's going to be more of the mentality.
If you lost to them, then you care.
No, because the sport is now not going to punish you the way it once did.
Again, those are conversations that you have on Sunday and Monday, or on Friday going into the weekend. But in the moment, I don't care.
It removes stakes. The stakes are part of the drama of sports. When the stakes are removed by the powers that be, it does water down the game.
But if, okay, so let's just say Michigan loses to Oklahoma.
Who cares?
Now it ramps up the stakes in all of the other games because you know you only have so many mulligans.
You can only lose three more. It's like ridiculous.
Jim, when you talk about playoff expansion and what I don't like about it, I think it's, to me, the issue is more on the back end.
Yeah.
It's the season dragging on, and it just kind of, last year just kind of felt like it went out with a whimper almost, instead of Monday or two after New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That's where the season ends. So, look, college football is still having its own problem where it decides to stop its own momentum for some reason.
You're right.
And, you know, the layoff between these playoff games is also feeding into it. So when you still keep the layoff between the playoff games and you expand the playoff, the season just kind of drags on. Ohio State won the national championship 2 months after losing to Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was 4 games.
And to the point, losing to Michigan, I know it, John, fine. Saturday, it burned up those Buckeye players. Grand scheme of things, didn't matter.
Okay, outside of those two programs, sure. Inside those two programs, yes, it did matter. And here's where a step that I don't like, and I somewhat understand it, but the SEC increasing the fine for rushing the field to $500,000 for the first offense. Like, that is part of, for generations, whether it's been on the field or on the court, part of the excitement and the spontaneity of college athletics. And now the athletic departments are going to be penalized when it's fan action. And it's when you have 111,000 people and you beat a team that you haven't really been able to beat for 17 years, you're going to rush the field. And I don't know that there's any security measures that they could have had in place at the end of the season in September, or I mean, sorry, in November of 2021, that would have held back Michigan fans.
No, and it's iconic scenes, right? Tennessee, when Hendon Hooker was there and they beat Alabama, and they're carrying the goalposts out of the stadium.
They toss it into the river.
It's the passion of college sports, and I think that gets neutered on so many different levels. And what I mean by that is it gets neutered in, I don't have continuity with my roster, so I lose a little bit of passion when the roster turnover is dramatic and I don't know who's even on my football team. I lose passion when I can't storm the field, which you're talking about legislation. Yep. I lose passion when the games themselves mean a little less. They've made some positive changes. I like that the athletes get paid. I like that Oregon and USC are in the Big Ten because I get better matchups. I just hate that those bigger matchups have been canceled out by expanding the college football playoff. Why do we need 16 teams? Like, when I see these headlines and I have to hear from conference commissioners doing these like media battles to try to get more of their teams, 4 or even 5 of their teams in a 16 team playoff, it turns me off. It takes the passion away.
What I think they're trying to do with an expanded playoff, let's say 16 teams.
Yeah.
I think what they're trying to do is March Madness meets the NFL playoffs. The problem with that is March Madness doesn't take couple weeks off before they start going. It's the next Thursday they're playing.
Right.
Once again, college football stopping their own momentum willingly.
And then I even saw they want to expand March Madness. Like, there's never
76 teams now. Like, when silly. Is we all know it's all a money grab.
So, did you guys have a similar reaction to me when I see kickoff times and I go, eh? And then I feel guilty because I'm not more excited about a sport that I usually get excited for. I know, John, you're still excited when you see the kick times. You still put yourself in the stadium and you get all revved up and you get excited.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be ready to fight come 7:30 on August the 30th.
And you look, that's important that you say the date. August the 30th? That's 3 months. So, Jim, I guess if it's a different feeling than what you have felt in the past, like I understand that, but easy. Like, 3 months. We still got 3 months until the season.
Just enjoy Tiger baseball in the meantime.
I mean, don't look, if you're feeling this way and it's August 29th, like, I'll get it. But man, we got a whole summer before college football kicks off.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's too bad that we have a whole summer?
Yeah, need to have it now.
Ticket text. I'm not excited for college football to start because A, it's way worse and less entertaining than the NFL, and B, my Spartans are going to be abysmal.
That's a you problem.
College football's terrible now. Saturday mornings are now for the Premier League.
That's a big time you problem.
College football is dead. It's like we're going through the hoops to sell ourselves. It's still what it used to be, but the sport that needed legalized gambling to watch, yeah, I don't know if I would watch without that anymore. Is that another you problem?
Yes, if you don't agree with me, it's a you problem.
No, but like, that might be a gambling problem is what that sounds like.
Yes.
College football is the NFL style without the juice of the NFL. OSU and Penn State is Baltimore KC in the regular season, and it's fun, but who wins the game doesn't matter if they're good. As soon as Ohio State lost to Michigan and started saying we still have the playoff, it showed that that game probably won't be the same moving forward.
Ask any Buckeye fan if that game is still the same.
Big games in college football don't really matter in the regular season. They gave us more big games, but now those big games have no meaning. That's another unnamed ticket texter. Jim, I feel the same way. College football is unrecognizable. I'm at the point where I don't care anymore. I'm not even going to watch anymore. Now, I'm not in that camp.
No, there are some tweaks that may happen that I think could add some excitement if what we're hearing out of the commissioner from Greg Sankey out of the SEC, if they end up going to a 9-game schedule, if they end up partnering with the Big Ten to have those crossover games. So you have 9 conference games, you have 1 crossover between Big Ten and SEC, and then 2 non-conference games. I would be all in to see Michigan LSU.
I agree with you.
Michigan Bama, Michigan Tennessee in the regular season.
Because that's another one of my annoyances is this SEC propaganda. Like they prop themselves up as the best, but they only play 8 conference games and they play FCS schools. Yeah. So take the FCS school out and put a Big Ten team in. Yeah, then you can start barking about your schedule. Add another conference game and you can really have a conversation. Texter says, Jim, are you more excited for the start of college football or the day the college football video game comes out? If I answer it, you're going to say I have a problem.
Well, I already know you have many problems. Is this just another problem?
Add it to the list. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch live football, not on a video game, is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for us, the sports fan.
You can put games
on
that
screen. Their 6 pools on 3 different levels. For a perfect view, no matter if you're poolside, if you're catching a couple of laps, you're putting on the suntan lotion in the cabana, you can see that massive screen anywhere you are. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some ticket texts on college football. Kickoff times announced yesterday. John, you get excited.
Oh, I do.
I feel
Can't
guilty.
Wait.
I don't feel the same excitement with the sport. And I've largely been in favor of a lot of these changes, like paying players and conference expansion. But when you keep expanding the playoff, you water down the meaning of all these big games on your schedule. And when the portal has ripped rosters limb from limb, you lose some of the passion and the continuity surrounding your teams. You're still in the Get Me to Saturday camp, and you'll enjoy Saturdays.
Love it.
I would tell you those Saturdays mean less.
To you.
Which is a damn shame. No, mm-hmm. They do mean less. You guys beat Ohio State. They won a national title anyway. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
It wouldn't have happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
It changes quickly. That's the other thing. It's changing very quickly. We don't even get to appreciate the 12-team playoff for more than 2 seasons.
Right.
I mean, the belief is we're going to get 16 by 2026. We don't even really get to see the adjustments.
We had a decade of 4 teams.
Yeah.
And I think that the I think the plan all along was to get to 16. They just didn't want to do it, you know, and you know, times four the playoff teams. They wanted to ease us into it with a couple of years of 12, knowing that they were going to go to 16 eventually. I think it's all about the format and whether it's auto bids or if it's just a conference champions.
If you had done eight, to me, that's...
Hey, I'm with you.
That walks the line of, hey, I can lose one or two, but now I'm flirting with getting left out and the regular season still holds meaning. When you go to 16, I could lose three or even four, and I think you've swung the door open too far. Why not eight? Why 16? It's an easy answer, people. I got to cram in a couple more Big Ten and a couple more SEC teams. Those are the money conferences, and money has taken the precedent.
The only time that I think this... Well, we'll take a step back and go, maybe it's okay, is if that 16 seed ends up winning it.
Yeah.
Which
you don't see happening.
Feels very, very unlikely.
Mike in Livonia, State of the Sport, what's up?
Hey, buddy. So, Jim, honestly, you are making very valid points. John, I love you, go blue. But here's the way you're viewing things is from a microscopic view of, you know, in the moment, being in the game, are the games important? Of course they are. This is where I disagree with you, Jim. I do believe college football is still amazing. But is the luster gone? Yes. To a certain extent, you know, what was great about college football was every moment mattered. The upset alerts, I would watch every single one of them because any of these teams lose one game, they're out of the championship game, right? And nowadays, you know, it's turned into one of these things where it's just like the Lions. They can lose a stinker to the Ravens or the Carolina Panthers and still somehow make it into the, you know, playoffs and like Ohio State last year, you know, end up winning the championship. So what was the greatest thing about college football legitimately got taken away from us? And I don't think – I'm not going to be complaining about the portal. Honestly, the money, I'm okay with that. The contracts will be worked out eventually with the NCAA once they stop being stubborn. You know, the conference expansion, I'm all for it. I love it. USC, UCLA, bring them on. Texas, I love it too. I don't mind. But at the end of the day, it's just the playoffs. It's if they can just – if they could have just kept it to maybe four teams, I think that was perfect. And now you're talking 12, 16 – that's an overkill. And honestly, at this point, what's the point of losing one or two games? You know what? You could sit out some of your players and then have them take a seat at the end of the season. So I appreciate the time, guys.
It feels a bit like a runaway train. Like, in theory, a lot of this was good. A Ticket Texture says, the irony of supporting paying players while also being upset at the obvious cash grab is perfect irony. It's the runaway train. The players always deserved a slice of the pie.
Right.
But now we need to bake a bigger pie. And the gluttony of it all, it's a runaway train.
Yeah, but the scheduling, isn't it just becoming more NFL-like? I mean, we don't sit there and you know, complain about a team that makes the playoffs that's 11-6.
We don't.
And so why can't we wrap our minds around that in college football? Greg has a great point where it's in the NFL playoffs, you go right from that final season into the playoffs the next week.
John, it's still going to be football, but it loses charm. Is what I'm saying. Like, it's not like I'm going to stop watching college football if there's a 16-team playoff. It would be more like the NFL, but the charm of college is gone, and I don't get the talent of the NFL.
No, you're just the young guy that doesn't want to evolve.
It's just a less charming product.
Yeah, I think charm is the perfect word. We had a texter reference that word. It has lost its charm. Nobody can deny that. That's what made it different than the NFL.
Correct.
I also think, too, that the quality of teams doesn't stack up as deep as the NFL does. You know, I think the playoff exposed that last year. Those first round games were a joke, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I would argue that, especially with this year's NFL draft, when you have Quinn Ewers going in the 7th round, Shadur going in the 5th round, guys that would have made more money in college football than they will in the NFL, I think we're going to see a lot of those kids spend an extra year or two at the college level. Would college football be better this year, no matter where they ended up? Obviously, Shadur would have been in Colorado, and Quinn Ewers, if he's not at Texas, because that's going to be Arch Manning. If he transferred back to Ohio State, or he transferred to Alabama, would college football be better with him as a college football quarterback than the NFL is with him as a backup?
Yes.
And so I think while it wasn't great viewing in year one of the 12-team playoff, I think it's going to take some time for all of these kids to make that decision. Eventually, you know, if I'm not a second round or higher pick, I can make more money in college football. I'm going to stay there. More talent, you spread that talent around, and now all of a sudden there's a little bit more parity. It's just going to take a little time for that process to happen.
But he might make that more money somewhere else, so he's hopping to another program for that last year or whatever. To me, it doesn't happen in the NFL, really.
Free agency doesn't happen in the NFL?
How many big-time quarterbacks change teams in the NFL? It's rare.
Very rare.
I agree with that, but we have other positions.
That I'm going to snag Shedeur Sanders here at Michigan and play. Like, let's say Sanders went back to college, okay? And they don't want to start Underwood this year. We're going to bring Shedeur in here for 1 year because you're paying him a bunch of money. What's that going to do for the program? To me, it just doesn't interest me like it does the NFL.
Okay.
Adrian in Dearborn, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So I want to comment on the last caller was saying how, like, the best part of college football is every game matters. You lose a game, you're out. You know how he's talking about that? So my thing is this. Like, yeah, that's true, but it's so annoying to go through the whole season watching all these garbage teams Michigan has to play. And what happens is it's like, okay, you win. Okay, you're expected to win. Okay, you lose. What the hell's going on, right? So it's never – you're never rooting on a Saturday unless you're playing Ohio State or Penn State. So I think in the long run, as we see these bigger team playoffs happen, I think the teams who have the tougher schedules is going to result in them doing better in the playoffs. And over time, people will realize that, and it's going to turn into more bigger games, better game schedule throughout the season instead of us playing Colorado State or Hawaii and stuff like that. If that happens, I think it's worth it.
I could see that path. It's going to take the Big Ten and the SEC to agree on that.
And you said you saw a headline that they could potentially do something like that. Like
it's one of the ideas that was floated out in the SEC, you know,
that they would
coaches
go,
and you that, know, commissioner meeting.
That they're at least banting the idea that they would go to 9 conference games like the Big Ten, like yes. A big boy conference, and then also make it so you have a 10th notable game as well because right. You would play a crossover with the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they'd actually have 11 because schools like Florida play Florida State or right. Clemson and South Carolina. Those are big boy schedules.
Yes.
Let's get to Larry and Howell. Larry, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I think thanks for taking my call. I just think the expansion of the college playoff actually penalizes the top teams. The top teams always had a bye in the 12-game format or 12-team format,
yeah.
And now they don't have a bye. And the other thing, we're asking a heck of a lot out of these college players now. It used to be 11-game season, and now we're expanding it to what? How many games in a season? And how much can the body take? I mean, we're seeing that in the NFL. NFL's become a game of attrition. Who's the last man standing rather than who has the best team out there?
On one hand, I like that we are not going to have the same two or three teams at the top. The idea that like this does yeah. let another wave of teams compete for the title is probably good for the sport.
Yeah.
But 16 feels, I don't know, maybe we'll all get used to 16 and then we'll be doing what we do in
well,
March
you'll
Madness.
Be forced to get used to it.
But then we'll go, well, I can't believe they're going to 24. This is ridiculous.
We get used to things. Nebraska used to be in the Big 12.
Yep.
Colorado was in the Big 8.
Yeah.
The Big 12, the Pac-10, now the Big 12 again.
Texas and Rice used to be in the same conference.
Yeah, I know. University of Chicago. I mean, used to be in the
yeah,
Big 10.
Were we taking it back 100 years ago?
Stanford used to be called the Indians. They're the Cardinal. They changed that 50-plus years ago. Yep. We get used to things.
We'll keep the conversation rolling. We'll get to Heather's news. And we have some Detroit sports head-to-heads to do on this Friday. We're going to pit our teams against one another. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.